Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Talking of eating and nibbling, it's time that we speak to Adrian Bogoti, who is the host of the Essen Fressen show here on 101.9 Chai FM, because we are getting to that time of the morning where if you haven't eaten something, we definitely suggest you do. And the question was going to be, how are you going to make your breakfast? Or perhaps you're thinking already about dinner. We've got some deeply controversial questions to ask about the way you learn about cooking. So to talk about that, we have Adrian on the line. How are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Great to have you on. We've seen in the last while that cooking via TikTok has become a thing. And the question we're talking about today is this a preferential way of doing things versus the good old-fashioned cookbook methodology?
So the truth is, it's an age thing. I'm of an age where I grew up without the internet. So cookbooks were the only place to get any kind of inspiration or any kind of, you know, lessons on how to cook, basically. You bought a cookbook and you learned from that. TikTok is great. It's very short videos. So it's people in a hurry. They don't have time. They're fantastic for inspiration, I have to tell you. I prefer them for that over cookbooks, because often you get cookbooks that aren't inspiring, especially the older ones. There's no pictures in them. It's just recipes written down. The problem with the TikTok video thing, recipes, are they often lack detail. So they've skipped a step, or they haven't put the exact amounts that you need. And if you can't read fast enough, you know, they'll pop up like a 30 mils of this, and it'll be on the screen, but it'll be white and you're cooking on a background where the white doesn't show up, that kind of thing. So you've got to be careful with the TikTok videos. Also, they can be a little distracting because of all the music and stuff behind them, and it can be difficult to kind of get the full recipe, where recipe books are exact amounts and things like that. So I think for general cooking, TikTok is amazing. It's great for, like I said, inspiration. But if you want to do something like baking, it might be, especially if you're not like a very good experienced baker, you're probably better off with a recipe book.
So, but that's where Google comes in. I mean, that was the question I was going to ask. From what I understand, and, you know, deeply talking from a position of ignorance on this, but, you know, cooking, there is some leeway when it comes to cooking. You know, if you don't have lamb, you use beef. If you don't have chicken, you use duck, whatever. But when it comes to baking, you really, if you're, you know, 20 milligrams off of your baking soda, that can make a huge difference.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Baking is science. So you've got to be spot on. But there's some amazing recipes out on TikTok. The TikTok trends are just incredible at the moment, especially with like salads and health foods. Like, that is a great place as well. But we've got to be careful, because TikTok is not really, it's anyone can go on and make videos on that. You don't know the person making the so-called healthy menu or healthy meal. They may know nothing about nutrition, and they're making what they think is healthy, and it's not. So that's an easy thing.
It's an interesting question, because I was looking at an article the other day that's talking about the rise of what they call BookTok, which is, you know, people, that the reading of the book is almost secondary. I mean, obviously people are still reading the books, but what the TikTok has become is a place where you then go and discuss the book, right? And so I do wonder, in a way, does this now create a similar culture around food, where people previously maybe would have made something which they shared with their friends and their family, and maybe at like, you know, the local church braai or something like that. But now it's actually a way for people to discuss cooking with a wider audience and get input from other places.
So what I'm finding with the TikTok is it's definitely creators more than discussing the recipes. But what people are doing is somebody will see a recipe that on TikTok from a creator they follow. They'll like it and then they'll try it and they'll add their own twist to it sometimes. So it is kind of like people are imitating each other and you'll get different versions of the exact same thing. Or they'll try it out differently and see, can it be done? Can't it be done? But I find a lot of that kind of thing is actually more on YouTube than on TikTok, is where the cooking channels on YouTube are going, okay, well, we saw this trend on TikTok. We're going to give it a try and see how it works.
Because YouTube is kind of more long form. So if someone can really like say, okay, we're going to do this and do that.
Yeah. And what they'll do is they'll take like three guys making the exact same thing and go, okay, let's see which one works out best.
Very, very interesting. And tell me, Adrian, do you have a favorite cooktok that you like to follow out there?
Not really. Not really. I like them to pop up for me. I must admit. So there is one guy who often is up. His name is B. Dylan Thomas. Hollis. I don't really watch his TikToks. I watch his short form YouTubes, but I do know he is on TikTok and he's a baker. Now, I don't bake at all, but okay. I love the way he presents it.
And what about Instagram? Because I often find that particularly baking does happen on Instagram as well.
Yes. So Instagram, I do follow. I follow a lot of the kosher, obviously the kosher chefs and stuff like that. And I like getting inspiration from them. There's so many. My feed is filled with every day with new with new recipes or new things that they've tried or they've done or inspirations that they've made for Shabbos, you know, that kind of thing.
Amazing.
And it just, you know, it's just that's where I get it from.
Incredible. Very, very interesting. We'd love to hear from you. 061-895-1019. Do you ever use Cooktok to create your recipes at home for your friends and family? We've been talking to Adrian Bagoti, who is from the Essen Fressen Show, just talking to us about the role that social media is playing in cooking.